Hello, everyone. Welcome to another telecast with Popey. There was a great discussion after the last telecast where I lamented the fact there are lots of Linux distributions and more arriving all the time. And the problem, as I saw it, was we're just not making enough applications. And I think the discussion ended up with a few conclusions. I think we kind of agreed that there are lots of distributions, and probably we don't need too many more, but you can't go around telling people to stop making them. And yes, we probably need more applications, but the problem space is that creating a distro is a very different task than creating an application, and it's very difficult to transition from. It's very straightforward to create an ISO image. There are tools available to do it, but creating an application on Linux for Linux is quite a bit of a step up in the level of skill required. How we fix that, I don't know, but it was a super interesting discussion, so I appreciate everyone giving their thoughts to that. So today it's Saturday, and I'm just preparing to leave the hotel. For those who don't know, I've been in Toronto for the past week at a company event. We have Canonical has company events around the world quite a lot. We're a distributed company, so quite a lot of engineers and managers and other support staff work from home or work in different countries. And so sometimes we get together in order to have an intense week of work, very focused in order to get stuff done. And there are a couple of types of sprint that we have, engineering sprints, where there's some discussion, but also a lot of actual work gets done. And for those of you who sit in an office, commute to an office with a bunch of other people, you'll know that, when you're sat near people, you can have a conversation with people and get things moving much faster. And one of the pitfalls of being a distributed company is that, sometimes time zones play a factor, and you send an email to someone and you've got to wait another 8 hours for them to get back to you. And sometimes it's just a case of not having face-to-face time to be able to explain things fully. And things are a little bit slower sometimes when you're remote, whereas when we're all in the same place, all in a hotel, all crammed in a bunch of rooms, it's a real accelerant to get stuff done. I can't give you any specific examples, but you can imagine that, having a meeting with all the right people being in the room rather than spread across 12 time zones is facilitates things happening faster. So in every one of these sprints, there's always a lot done, and it can be quite exhausting because you're fully focused for the full day. There's no time to sit and stare out the window and decompress. You can do that when you get back. But this wasn't an engineering sprint. This was a product roadmap sprint. We do these every few months so that we can define the roadmap for Ubuntu products or Canonical's products rather. And so those of you who use Ubuntu on the desktop, that's one of the products. And then there's also Snapcraft and the Snap Store and all the server and cloud components like Kubernetes and OpenStack and so on. And so there's representation from all those teams outlining where they are at the moment in the cycle. We move on a kind of 6 monthly cadence. Talk about where they are at this point in the cycle and where they're going. If there are any things at risk of, not landing in time for the end of the cycle, or if there's any course corrections we need to do. And it's a fascinating process. It gives you an opportunity in front of 100 other people in the company to explain what you've been doing for the last few months and what you plan to do for the next few months. And there's always interesting questions and suggestions and comments. And after one of these presentations, there's almost always an occasion where someone will grab you and say, "Hey, you said you're doing this thing, and we could work together on that." And when you're in the same place, it's much easier to have those hallway conversations. It really, as I said, accelerates the work that we do. And so now it's Saturday, it's the end of the week, and I'm going to jump on a plane and fly home soon. And if anyone would like some specific details about stuff that happened here, it's a bit difficult for me to talk about right now, partly because some of it is company confidential things. You know, there's partners, customers, and so on involved, and deals that are in flight, and so on. But if there's anything specific that people would like me to talk about that's not company confidential, then join the chat and I'll be happy to share what I can with my experience of going to these product roadmap sprints. Other than that, I'll see you all after my flight back to London and enjoy all the other Telecast with Popey and the Telegram channel, Telecast with Popey. See you all soon. Bye bye.